love and light, peace and blessings, and thanks for tuning in with Goddess Hadia. Today's topic is on men with men that are friends with opposite sex. And I'm talking about men because I'm in I had a sexual relationship, so I'm just personally talking about men. If you want to do women, then y'all can do women, but I'm talking about the men. I don't have no problem with the man having friends, but there should be some boundaries to be set. I should know this friend. And everything that you were doing with that friend, with the regular calling, going out, hanging out, you should not be doing now. That's a red flag, and that's a problem. Your friends should know your partner, and your partner should know your friends. There should be no secret, nothing going on, because then that's a red flag. So listen, I came across an article taken from FocusOnTheFamily.com. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with having friends of the opposite sex. But my thing is, those friends shouldn't be close friendships. Those friendships should not be in telling a lot of one-on-one contacts. And you are sharing intimate details of your life with each other, because that should be shared with your partner. And that kind of crap can get you in a lot of trouble in a hurry. Opposite sex friendships should be casual friendships. Your time together is infrequent, which means you should not be spending a lot of time on the phone, FaceTime, calling, hanging out with this so-called friend. And when you do see each other, you are guided by strong boundaries that your spouse and you have previously agreed upon. There should be no all touchy feeling or hugging and carrying on, having long conversations and getting up to date. No, it should be high bye, tell Susie, how the children type shit. You know what I'm saying? Second, and really, this should go without saying, those friendships should be completely out in the open. In the open. Where people can see. And this is a saying that I have, never put yourself in a situation where you can be questioned. Because this is a friend. That friend should not be at your house while your partner ain't there. Or you taking late night phone calls. That's red flags. No secrets, no sneaking around. And if you're hiding a relationship from your partner, that should set off some serious alarms. Third, not only should your partner know, but your partner can bless the friendship. You need to give your partner a relational trump card. If you feel like the relationship is a problem, then guess what? It is. Never tell your partner that he or she is paranoid or jealous. Don't shut the conversation down. Talk it through. And if the friendship is a problem, you should end it immediately. And if you can't end it, if you and your friend have to work together, set some strong boundaries that you and your spouse agreed on. It's one thing if you got to still work with this person. But if you ain't got to work with this person, and it's friendship is causing a problem within your relationship because no boundaries has been set, then that's the issue. These aren't easy conversations to have with your partner. It's easy to become angry, defensive, or dismissive, and trust me, I know how these talks can go. And that's what this person wrote, but I also have experienced this. So here's some guidelines that the person wrote. Guidelines a couple of times already. You have to make your relationship with your partner your priority. No relationship, even the one you share with your partner, can be your everything. No one person can fill every relational need, but tending to your friendship you have with your partner should take precedence over every other relationship you have outside of your family. Outside of your family. When you're in a relationship, that becomes you too. You become one. And your partner should be at the top, a priority. Make your relationship a priority. Your friendships should not be priority over your partner, your relationship with your partner. Cultivate and maintain your same-sex friendships. Those should make up your closest, most rewarding friendships. Friendships, if you're a man, friendship with other men. and possibly friendship with other men that are also in a relationship. Because if you're in a relationship, I don't think you really should be hanging around with people that's single, because they live a different type of lifestyle than a person that's in a relationship. Hopefully. Excuse me. Build, share social network with your partner. Invite your opposite sex friend to dinner, along with his or her partner, or a guest. Go to baseball games together. Instead of nurturing a friendship with a woman or man outside of your relationship, better to befriend a couple where you can all go together and share life and companionship. I think it's nice if couples go out together. How are you in a relationship and you're going to hang out with your best friend or your female friend and your partner home? And be careful about your interactions. Don't take an opposite sex work colleague out to lunch alone. People do not understand. It goes back to never put yourself in a situation that you can be questioning. Because your intentions may be pure, but the other person's intentions might not be pure. Never take your opposite sex work colleagues out to lunch alone. And never take a business trip with only him or her if you can help it. If you can't avoid the situation, build some strong boundaries. If you're interacting with an opposite sex friend or colleague online, make sure there's a legitimate reason for the communication. Why are you texting, chatting with women of the opposite sex online? Excuse me, that's not related to business. But then we'll get upset if your partner questions it. I just don't understand. Let's go back. To be blunt, I don't think you have any business casually texting the opposite sex. And if I'm trying to banter or joke, I'm always making a point to include others to make it a group text. Just to be safe, because you really have to be very, very careful. You have to be careful. People can take stuff out of context. Text people can read into things and make it bigger than what it is, or you are just friends and you being casual, but this person is taking it or seeing it differently. So you really, really have to be careful. You really have to be careful. You really, really have to be careful about those interactions. And take an honest stock look at yourself. Be aware of your own weaknesses and vulnerabilities, and heed warning signs that this friendship might be veering into dangerous waters. For instance, do you ever fantasize about your friends? Are you exchanging highly personal information with her? Are you hiding a relationship in some way? Deleting texts so your partner won't see them. So set guidelines for how you should behave around members of the opposite sex. So here's some questions to help you. How do you feel about opposite sex friendships in your relationships? How might they be appropriate and helpful, or what would make them inappropriate? How do you feel about opposite sex relationships at work? How might these be different from outside work friendships? How might these be different from outside of work friendships? When interacting with opposite sex, what are your expectations from them? Off-limit places, inappropriate topics, how often I spend time with the person. What are your expectations with opposite sex work relationships? And what rules do you feel important to have in an opposite sex friendship at work, outside of work? The spirit behind these guidelines is important, and you should incorporate that spirit into your relationships. No friendship, new or old, is worth damaging your relationship with your partner. And this was coming from FocusOnTheFamily.com. The Billy Graham rules: should you have opposite sex friendship? Like I said, in my opinion, there's nothing wrong with having opposite sex friendships, but you shouldn't be accumulating. Number one, those friendships should have been already established before you got in a relationship. That's number one. And number two, you should not be collecting numbers or befriending females while your relationship is already established. That's a form of cheating. And you need to take a good look at yourself. Ask yourself, what is it that you want? And your partner should know your friends. Because I don't understand how you have friends, but your partner never met them, and they never met your partner. So that's another red flag. But thank you for coming in. Just my opinions and my views. To each his own. But I gotta go.